But it also raises the question of, first of all, how does that affect the issue of T790 testing? Does that mean that's all over now?
Well, I think not right now, because there are hundreds of patients out there who are in the midst of their first-line EGFR TKI. And I wouldn't change someone who's doing well on a therapy over to another therapy. I would continue them as you would have before the FLAURA study and test them for T790M when they progress. But you can imagine a time in a few years where there will be few patients who are on a first-generation drug in the frontline setting, and T790 may be less important. We only have very early data about what to expect after frontline osimertinib. What will the resistance pattern look like? T790 seems to be pretty rare in those patients because they're on a drug that does such a good job with that mutation. But another mutation that does come up is C797S, and this prevents the osimertinib from binding. And it looks like, at least in the lab, that actually first-generation drugs could potentially work on that mutation. You could go back to something like an erlotinib or a gefitinib. So I think we still have a lot to learn. There's also other bypass tracks like MET amplification that can come up, and we saw at the World Lung Meeting some successful results in patients like that when they combined a MET inhibitor with an EGFR inhibitor. So, you know, I think there are going to be things that we can do after frontline osimertinib.
Interesting. For practical purposes right now, if you had a patient who got first-line osimertinib, responded, and then developed disease progression, kind of what would you be thinking next, chemotherapy?
Well, I think that would be the default unless you identified some other molecular target. But just like the recommendation to do a biopsy and to assess the molecular status has not changed, you know, just like it became really important to look for that T790M, after people progressed on erlotinib, I think it's important to do biopsies on people progressing on osimertinib.
But I mean, do you think there's going to be any practical, or is it just a research implication?
I think the two most practical for today, given the approved drugs that we have right now, are to look for that C797, because it is possible they could respond to erlotinib or gefitinib. Unfortunately, not afatinib. The second generation drugs probably won't work for that mutation, but the first generation will, hopefully. And the other practical thing is MET amplification, because there are MET drugs approved, like crizotinib. And so I think Ross Camage has actually published a case report in JTO of a patient who had MET amplification and then responded to a combo of osimertinib and crizotinib. So, you know, in theory, this is something you could give off-label, and there's at least a published case report about the safety and the activity.
Interesting.